Cattle drinking from farm ponds in parts of Georgia become a real concern as there have been 4 to 5 reports of cattle dying from ingesting blue-green algae out of these ponds, as Dr. Gary Bertle with the University of Georgia in Tifton explains.
The normal problem is blue-green algae, often called cyanobacteria, that releases a toxin. The toxin affects the liver of the animal, whether it's a cow or a horse or a dog. Those are the three animals that are commonly affected by these problems. And they have to drink enough of the algae that it affects their liver to the point that the animal dies. So most of the problems have occurred where we've got a algal scum at the surface of the pond and a dense algae bloom. And the cattle have been pastured around a pond for a while, so the nutrient buildup in the pond has been increased by their manures, and the lack of rainfall that we've had has allowed the algae to respond to that increased nutrients, and we've ended up with some cattle deaths.
In a normal year where we have had good rainfall, this is not a problem, but Dr. Bertle said this year it has been, as these cattle die from drinking water out of these ponds and getting a lot of that algae in their systems, and thus he offers these suggestions.
First thing is, if they see an algae bloom that's dense and like pea soup, it'd be a good idea to fence the cattle out until they get enough rain to flush that out of the system or things change. Over the long term, they should fence the cattle away from the part of the pond where the, the scum would build up. And in time, by, having a good area of grass between their pasture and the pond, go back to a less nutrient-rich situation. It's when you have a lot of nutrients going right into the pond without being processed, by a grass filter strip, that you have the problem. So try to avoid letting cattle wade in these ponds and enrich the ponds.
If you want to control the algae over the short term, Dr. Bertle said there are algicides to reduce the densities. To learn more, contact your county extension office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.